Welcome to Tech Reads, the official podcast of softtech.org. I'm your host, and we are celebrating a milestone today, our 25th episode.
Wow, 25 already. That's incredible.
It really is. And of course, none of this would be possible without SoftTech.
The premier technology trade association that has been serving Northern Santa Barbara and San Luis Obispo counties since 1997.
That's right. Their mission is to create SoftTech moments where people connect, explore ideas, and create new business opportunities.
And I think this episode is a perfect example of that.
I agree. Our deep dive today takes us into a conversation with author Harpit Gummit, who wrote Living and Loving Unapologetically for Fearless Women Leaders.
Oh, I've heard of that book.
It's hosted by Brian Schwartz, the creator of Tech Reads, and he's joined by Bob Dumichel, SoftTech's president, and Karen Edwards.
Sounds like a great group.
It is, and they jump right into Harpit's journey of writing the book, which was sparked by a pretty thought-provoking experience.
Oh, really? What happened?
Well, she talks about being asked to help plan a Women's Day celebration, where the initial idea was to offer free lunch to women, while men would have to pay.
Hmm.
It struck her as odd, almost like it was undermining the whole idea of equality.
Yeah, I can see how that could be a mixed message.
Right. It seems like the gesture, although well-intentioned, sort of backfired.
Yeah, it made her realize that sometimes even actions meant to empower women can end up reinforcing stereotypes.
Exactly. And this experience pushed her to explore what true equality looks like, especially for women in leadership roles.
So how does she contrast that experience with her own journey?
Well, she mentions that she didn't always focus on her gender in the workplace.
Interesting.
Attributing that to the strong female role model she had growing up.
So she had some good examples to follow.
Exactly. And it's not that she was unaware of the challenges women face, but rather that her personal experience allowed her to navigate those spaces.
I see.
Without constantly feeling like an outsider.
That makes sense.
She actually credits her father for playing a big role in shaping her perspective.
Oh, that's nice.
He always actively supported her mother's role as a decision maker in the family.
That's wonderful to hear.
So her approach to DEI is shaped by both these personal experiences and her observations of the corporate world. It seems like she's advocating for a more nuanced approach.
So not just about quotas or representation.
Right. It's not about quotas or forced representation for her.
Okay.
Instead, she focuses on the value of diverse perspectives in decision making.
Which ultimately benefits everyone, not just women.
Exactly. And this leads to a really fascinating discussion about the concept of alpha personalities.
Alpha personalities. That's interesting.
It seems like she's challenging the traditional notion of what it means to be an alpha.
You mean that idea of a single dominant leader?
Exactly. She even goes as far as questioning if we need to redefine the term alpha altogether.
Redefine it how so?
Could there be a scenario where multiple alphas can coexist and even thrive through interdependence and shared power?
Multiple alphas? That's a new one.
I love that she's pushing back on this idea of a zero-sum game where there can only be one winner.
Right. It's not always a competition.
It makes you wonder, how much are we limiting ourselves by clinging to this outdated model of leadership?
That is a good question.
And she doesn't stop there. She goes on to discuss the internal barriers women often face.
Things like imposter syndrome.
Things like self-doubt, the pressure to be perfect, and the constant need for external validation.
Those are definitely common struggles.
It's easy to get caught up in seeking approval from others and lose sight of our own inner compass.
It's so easy to get caught up in what other people think.
Which is exactly what she cautions against.
So what does she suggest instead?
She emphasizes the importance of shifting the focus from external approval to internal validation.
Internal validation, okay.
It's about cultivating self-belief and trusting your intuition.
Trusting yourself.
It sounds like she's advocating for a more mindful approach to leadership. One where self-awareness and inner work are just as important as external achievements.
I like that idea.
That's spot on. And she's not alone in this. Tyler Skinner from Women Making Waves joins the conversation and brings up another really interesting point.
What's that?
The constant alertness that many women experience in professional settings.
Alertness?
Almost like they have to be on guard, constantly anticipating potential judgment or bias.
Oh, I see. Like they can't fully relax.
You can imagine how draining it would be to always feel like you're under a microscope, having to second guess every word and action.
It would be exhausting.
It takes away from being able to fully focus and contribute.
Yeah, you'd be so worried about how you're coming across.
It makes you wonder how much energy is spent just navigating those subtle dynamics, energy that could be channeled into something more productive.
Absolutely. That's a great point. And later in the conversation, Bob Dumichel, SoftTech's president, points out something really interesting about Harpit's book.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
He notes that while it's written for women,
uh-huh.
a large majority of the content
yeah.
is universally applicable regardless of gender.
You know, that's a great observation.
Yeah.
It speaks to the idea that many of the challenges we face as leaders, whether it's self-doubt communication issues or navigating complex social dynamics,
right.
are fundamentally human experiences.
Absolutely. And it highlights the power of Harpeth's message.
Oh.
She's tapping into something that resonates with everyone, regardless of their background or identity. It's about recognizing our shared human experiences and finding ways to support each other's growth.
And she doesn't just talk about these concepts in the abstract.
Oh, no.
She actually walks Karen through a coaching exercise during the episode.
Interesting. What kind of exercise?
They focus on a scenario where assertiveness might be misconstrued, which is something I think we've all encountered at some point.
Oh, definitely. It's a really relatable example, and it highlights the importance of clear communication, especially when navigating those tricky interpersonal dynamics.
The key takeaway seems to be that it's not about forcing your perspective on others, but rather presenting it clearly and respectfully, leaving room for open dialogue and collaboration.
It's about finding that balance between being assertive and being open to other perspectives.
It's a subtle shift in mindset, but it can make a world of difference. It's about moving away from a win-lose mentality and embracing a more collaborative approach where everyone feels heard and respected.
That's a really important point. Collaboration is key.
And I think that ties in nicely with your overall message of self-awareness and leading with empathy. It's not just about getting your point across, but also about creating a space where others feel safe to share their perspectives.
Absolutely. It's about building trust and psychological safety.
Exactly. And as the conversation wraps up, Harpeth shares her vision for her own future, which I found quite inspiring. She talks about living in the moment, embracing ambiguity, and constantly challenging herself with goals that scare her a little.
Wow, that's pretty brave.
It's a great philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
It's about being open to new experiences and possibilities, even if they push you outside of your comfort zone. It's about growth and evolution, both personally and professionally.
And I think it aligns beautifully with Softech's mission of creating those Softech moments that spark new opportunities. It's about fostering a culture of curiosity, innovation, and connection.
She also encourages listeners to connect with her on LinkedIn and Instagram to continue the conversation, which I thought was a nice touch. It shows that she's genuinely interested in building community and sharing her insights with others.
That's a great way to extend the reach of this episode and encourage further engagement with the ideas discussed. It's not just about passively listening, but about taking action and building connections.
So as we wrap up our deep dive into Tech Reads episode 25, what are your final thoughts? What resonated with you the most from this conversation?
For me, it was Harpeth's emphasis on internal validation over external approval. It's so easy to get caught up in seeking validation from others, especially in the fast-paced world of technology and business. But true confidence and fulfillment come from within.
It's about recognizing our own worth and trusting our inner voice even when it goes against the grain. It's about leading with authenticity and integrity.
And I think that's a powerful message for anyone, regardless of their industry or career stage. It's a reminder that we all have the potential to make a positive impact on the world, but it starts with believing in ourselves.
It's about owning our strengths and embracing our imperfections, not letting fear or self-doubt hold us back.
That's a great way to put it. And Harpeth's book, Living and Loving Unapologetically, for Fearless Women Leaders, seems like a great resource for anyone looking to embark on that journey of self-discovery and leadership development.
Absolutely. It's a book that challenges us to redefine leadership, embrace our authentic selves, and create a world where everyone has the opportunity to thrive. It's filled with practical advice, personal anecdotes, and thought-provoking questions that really make you reflect on your own beliefs and behaviors.
And what's particularly inspiring is that her message isn't limited to any one gender or demographic. It's a call to action for anyone who feels stuck, unheard, or unsure of their place in the world.
It's a reminder that we all have unique talents and perspectives to offer, and that the world needs those diverse voices to create meaningful change. Whether you're a seasoned executive or just starting out in your career, there's something in this book for you.
So if you're ready to challenge your own internal narrative, embrace your authentic self, and step into your full potential, Living and Loving Unapologetically is definitely worth checking out. It might just be the catalyst you need to make a real difference in your own life and the lives of those around you.
And remember, you don't have to do it alone. Softech is all about building community and fostering those Softech moments that spark new opportunities. Be sure to check out softech.org for more information on their events, programs, and initiatives. You can also connect with HeartFit directly on LinkedIn and Instagram to continue the conversation.
It's a great way to stay engaged with these important topics and connect with like-minded individuals who are passionate about creating a more inclusive and equitable world.
Until next time, keep diving deep, stay curious, and remember, the power to create positive change lies within each and every one of us.